Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited to still be here after a year on Biz Radio Asheville. As always, I want to thank Matt Matan and the listeners for supporting me, and I'm just so excited that folks are downloading the podcast and talking about it. So I so appreciate the support. So today's show, I'm so excited because this guest is back for a second time to visit to promote this amazing expo that she is leading the charge on for the past year. She is the founder and board member of the Western North Carolina Minority Business Association, which we'll call WNCMBA. The association is committed to inspiring and motivating the next generation of entrepreneurs, continuing to lead and support the efforts of local and regional Black businesses in the region. This year, WNCMBA plans to host its first regional Black Business Expo, April 8th through the 10th, 2022, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina. This event's theme will be inspiring and motivating the next generation of entrepreneurs. This three-day event will include professional business networking social event, a day-long vendor trade show, and multiple educational workshops led by prominent business leaders. I am so excited today to have Ms. Rika Harrison. Welcome back, friend.
Hey, friend. How are you?
I am busy, tired, excited. It's my son's spring break, so you know.
Yeah, so I know. But thank you so much for having me, Veronica, having me back on your show. And thanks to Matt also and Biz Radio for having me. I appreciate you both.
Yeah. So, you know, Rika, I know you was on my show before. You was on Alex Cardona's show. But for those that are just hearing this for the first time, don't know anything about you, just give us a little bio on yourself and how you made your way to Western North Carolina, because I love your story.
Wow. Well, I am a native of Washington, D.C. I came here because I had a kind of change of life circumstance. And I was a homeschool mom for now 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I always loved the mountains, and I thought it would be a great place to raise my kids and to have fresh air. And a little thing you don't know about me is, and I don't think I mentioned it last time, but I've always dreamed of being a homesteader. So,
okay, Rika, I'm so bad. I don't know what that is.
You don't know it? It's like someone who you know, uses their land to produce their own food. And so like, and have chickens and goats and, you know, grow their own produce and things like that.
So that's the chic way of saying farmer.
Yeah. It's a little bit more low scale than being a farmer. You're just doing it for your family, essentially.
Right.
But I've, like I said, I always loved the mountains, and I just thought it was a good place. And I said, hey, you guys, let's go. And, you know, I also have an accounting background, and I've done so many different kinds of jobs.
Yes.
That I thought that I could do any, you know, I was very mobile even back then. I moved here in 2012. And so, so that's what brought me to Western North Carolina.
And how nice, on your diamond anniversary, you are launching the first Black Business Expo ever, Rika, in Western North Carolina. I don't know if you realize how big of a deal this is. And almost everybody that I consult with, I'm reconciling their books and I see them paying to be a part of this expo. So I'm just so excited for you. So what made you think of this? You know, give me all the details. Like, how did this process start?
Well, it started because in 2020, I started working as an advertising rep for the Tribune Papers, which is a local sisterly paper here in Western North Carolina. And it was during, of course, the pandemic, and there were a lot of businesses that, like I said before, when I was on, they were restructuring the way that they were doing business. And so, you know, an example would be a restaurant, a local restaurant, maybe going to just catering or just, you know, pickup services. And they needed to get the word out, because there was a time where everything shut down, but then people, then they started loosening restrictions a little. And so people were able to come back on, but people didn't know that they weren't on. And I wanted to give them opportunities to advertise that. And as you know, advertising prices are expensive, including print advertising. So one of the first things I did was I asked my bosses at the Tribune if I could do a supporting Black-owned businesses campaign, where I helped Black businesses advertise as a collective. So instead of them placing individual ads, they could place a collective ad together, and that would cut down on the prices. And so they said, sure. And I started to do research on the Black businesses, particularly in Henderson County, because that's where I am. And and I found several, you know, I found, I think it was, I want to say, I keep saying this, 130 that I found, but not that all of them were operational. I think I got in touch with about 60 of that 130. And I started just saying, hey, I want to do this campaign, and I want to, you know, in the newspaper. And I got a lot, you know, some clients, and they all participated in the campaign. And I started asking them about, you know, have they ever considered doing an expo? Because some of these businesses are phenomenal. And I've been there at that point about 8 years, and I never heard of them. Like, I didn't know they...
I agree, Rika. I tell people that all the time. We'd be like in the corners and the shadows, but we've had, like, I met a woman that said her grandfather owned the business, and this young lady is, you know, in her 60s or so. And I'm like, wow. So this African-American man had this home care service business right here in Asheville, but nobody knows.
Right. I mean, and I just think I just heard of it to myself, because I didn't know they exist. You don't know they exist. And it's like, because we don't typically, and you can probably tell this as an accountant, we don't typically make space for advertising and promotion.
Correct.
We don't think that's essential. We think that it's okay, word of mouth is enough. And sometimes it may be. It depends on a lot of different, you know, factors, but oftentimes it's not. You really need to get that word out there. And so anyway, I started to say to them, hey, you guys want to do an expo? And a lot of, some of them had thought about it before. Some of them had, you know, they would thought it was a great idea. And months passed, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and spearhead this, this, initiative. And And that's what I did. I just started to, you know, think about what that would look like. What would I want to see at an expo? And one of the first things that I did was I knew that I wanted to connect with you know, businesses and organizations that were local organizations that were already in the space of helping Black business owners. And so through Reggie Tidwell, he introduced me to Matt Raker from Mountain BizWorks.
Yep.
And then, you know, I was introduced to, through that, I met Jeremiah. He introduced me.
Love Jeremiah Robinson.
Yeah, so he introduced me to the people at the chamber. And then, you know, then also the business inclusion, Yvette Freeman. So all of these names, yes. You know.
Yes.
But all of these people are, you know, big time people within themselves. And they introduced me to some people. And then I just started making, they, you know, made introductions and I started making more alliances, I would say, you know, with these people, because I knew that it would take a village kind of sort of to do this event. And then I, you know, started looking at, you know, who I wanted to be a speaker. And I told you before, I tend to think big. So I'm like, I want to get somebody real big, you know?
Yes.
So I had some connections and I reached out to Damon John's people. And, you know, to see if that he would be willing to come down and do it. And they were like, sure. And then Robin Hatcher, who people may not know as much, but she wrote like script for Channel 7 soap operas. And she's an international speaker. And she's just a phenomenal lady within herself. And then I was introduced to Adrian Miller, who is a James Beard Award winner. He is a culinary historian. He used to be a Bill Clinton advisor, and he writes books on soul food. So I had a great lineup already of keynote speakers, and it just started to take off from there. And I literally got our modern version of the yellow pages. And I started going down list of businesses in the area to see if they would help support this endeavor. So I was just making calls and sending out emails. Yes. I must have sent out 2,000, 3,000 emails over the course of a year, and started to connect with sponsors. And I think that we really got a great array of, I think it's up to 50 now, but a great array of sponsors and partners to come alongside. And so it's really been an interesting and very, you know, pleasant experience for the most part of doing this expo. So.
Wow. And yeah. I definitely, because like you mentioned with me with the accounting, I immediately am like cost. So WNC MBA is a nonprofit. So if folks want to just donate and support, they can do that. It's still not too late, right, to be a sponsor or to get a table?
Well, the table we'll have to see about. I am full, but I do have some sponsors who are eligible for tables who have said to me that they would love to give it up to people who Black and minority business owners. So they've been really great on that end. And so tables. But yes, it's not too late to sponsor. Please sponsor. And we are 501c3. That was another great milestone that we just reached this year, because as you know, it takes a minute and the process is kind of So we are a 501c3, so it is tax exempt. You will get a tax exemption from it. Yeah.
So I know that from just going on the website, this is free for anybody that wants to attend. So we're encouraging everybody to attend this. But what do you wear to this event? What's the format? What's the attire?
Okay. So and I want to make sure that make it known. One of the things that was really important for me is that people knew that this event was a free event. I mean, because I just wanted there to, I mean, we're post COVID and post pandemic, and a lot of people are still struggling. And, and so everything is free. The keynote, the opening and closing keynotes, the trade show, All of the workshops and breakout sessions, the Continental Breakfast, everything is free. The kickoff social, everything is free except for the keynote luncheon, and that is just $50. And but that is the only cost that we have in terms of attire. You know, for most of the day, the kickoff social, for instance, it's just business casual. You don't have to dress up, you know, too much. Saturday, the trade show, the same thing, just business casual, especially if you're going to attend the luncheon. If you're not going to attend the luncheon, then, you know, just come off the street with your street clothes and be comfortable. Just be comfortable. Like, this is really a family community kind of event. And we just want everyone to come and feel comfortable and feel accepted. And it's not a big deal. So, yeah.
I love that. So on Friday, April the 8th, it's from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. where you'll have the meet and greet and the exhibitors, speakers, registration is set up. So for that, I'm assuming that's not open to anyone unless you are an exhibitor or speaker.
Yes, that's correct. So only those people are to come and get set up and acclimated to the space. And then from 7 to 10 that night, we'll have a kickoff social. We'll have a DJ and hors d'oeuvres. And we'll actually have an open bar. And we'll have, what is it called? We have a special guest coming in. And I guess I can tell you a little
bit. Come on. This is going to air a week before. Let us know who the special guest is.
So Precious Williams is a 13-time national pitch champion. She was featured on Shark Tank and on the Wall Street Journal. I mean, her list goes on and on. She's been like a featured guest. She's the speaker of the year this year for a couple of places, and she's just phenomenal. She's three number one best-selling books. And what she did, I provided a lot of pre-expo value to my vendors, or at least I tried to, where I gave them like some free classes. And one of the things I gave them was a free sales pitch class. And Precious hosted it for me. And she, she rocked it. And I mean, that's what she does. She does. She's the 13-time national pitch champion. So she's the best at it. And she taught them how to do an effective pitch. Well, she's going to come on and we're going to have a mini. We chose three of the people who attended her seminar, and they're going to do a mini pitch in front of the whole audience at the kickoff social. And then she's going to pick the winner. And we're going to, you know, give them a special prize or whatever. So that's just, and that's not going to take long, but that's just one of the things we're going to do. And we're going to have a networking game that I think is really cool and people will like. And, you know, hopefully a good time of connecting and meeting new and connecting with old people and things like that. So please come out for the kickoff social. We would love to have, the community come out and support.
Awesome. And then on Saturday, I see that the Continental Breakfast and opening remarks start at 8 o'clock, and you have your opening keynote, Adrian Miller, that you stated the culinary historian will speak from 10 to 12 from 9 to 9:45. And then from 10 to 12 is the trade show. The first half.
Yes. Yeah. The trade show. And so that's another thing is that people have been saying, okay, so this is a Black expo. So does that mean non-Black people can't come? And certainly, no, that doesn't mean that. I keep stressing this everywhere.
Yes,
we want the community to come out and patronize and support these Black business owners and to get to know new services that they wouldn't have otherwise known about. And so it's for everyone. We really want to. And we have some really good, another thing that I try to do is I don't want to be redundant. So I have, when I was thinking about the workshops, you know, we have some really amazing workshops that are a part of the expo. We have Kia Hamilton, who is an actress. She's a SAG actress, actually. Wow. She did a movie with Loretta Devine, and she just did a Hallmark movie, and she's done some Lion
King. I love Hallmark movies. Yes.
And she is phenomenal. Well, she's going to teach people how to use short movies to advertise their businesses. I mean, that's something unique. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. And I have to shout out Alex Cardone. I think he's doing one of the breakout sessions or workshops. I saw he was on the website.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alex is a personal friend, and you know I had to, you know, he's the king of networking. So I had to get him on there to do a networking. So he's doing purpose-driven networking. But within that class, he's going to have a speed networking kind of game. Awesome. And you know, he's going to make it fun. So I think people will really like that. And as a matter of fact, most of the classes already are full. And so if you want to participate, please go on the site and register. But yeah, so Alex is doing that. And then I have Chi-Chi. She's from Atlanta, and she is phenomenal. And she teaches people how to certify their stuff so that it brings, so that they can make more value off of their, what they have, like, you know, like for you, accounting and being a CPA, how to get your courses certified so that colleges and different places could use them, know, and so she is also another person. So all of my speakers really are bringing something unique and different. And of course, you know, Reggie, he'll be teaching on branding and things like that. So I think it's a good lineup of speakers and workshops.
Absolutely. So it looks like you're just, anybody that wants to get this information, of course, go to WNCMBA.org, but it has a great lineup on Saturday and on Sunday of breakout sessions, keynote speakers, workshops. I mean, it's just awesome. Like, again, I would have been impressed if this just was a one-day event, and to see that it's a three-day event loaded with so much stuff, and it's free. I can't keep emphasizing that it's free. But with that being said, it's free to those participating. But for you to put this together with your team, there is a cost. So again, Rika, of course, we're already to the end of the show. If you can just plug how people can support and donate if they need to, and if they want to register, find out more information, all that good stuff, how they can find you on social media and more information about the event.
Sure. So you can go to www.wncmba.org and you can register through that. Or you can hit me up at Rika@WNCMBA.org. Rika@WNCBlackExpo.com.
So many emails,
right? You can email me there. You can also go to our social media and reach out that way on Facebook and now Instagram at WNCMBA. And so thank you so much again. And I hope that everyone will go and register and support. If you can't make it, you know, still tell people about it. And we are still looking for volunteers as well to help with the different events. So, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I have to shout out that Biz Radio is a sponsor. We are.
Yes.
What's our official term? Are we media? Are we the official media sponsor?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Well, so I appreciate Matt and Biz Radio for that. He was I think Matt was one of the first media sponsors I had. So thank you for just having faith in this expo.
Absolutely. And Rika, what a legacy that you're leaving. And I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
Honored that you've been on my show twice now. And whatever I can do to support everything that you're doing, you know, I'm going to do. So thank you again. I know it's early in the morning. You got a lot going on professionally and personally. And I do not take that for granted. And I just want to thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, because this is game changing. So thank you.
Thank you too, Veronica. You are amazing and a really just good colleague and friend and a sponsor also. I should shout you out. Veronica is actually one of my first sponsors also. And so I do appreciate you for all of your support. And I thank your audience. And hopefully everyone will come out and support the Black Business Expo in April.
Absolutely. So thank you again, listeners, for tuning in. Remember to listen to the show 4:30 p.m. on Fridays. And you can always stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville on BizRadioAsheville.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.